Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for one of our favorite times of the week. It's the General. General Patton. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Starkey's Card of the Week. To register to win, you can go to the 93.7thefan.com contesting page Tuesday through Thursday at noon. General, very nice to talk to you again. What do you got today?
Good morning. How are you guys? Thanks for having me. 5 weeks ago, if you remember, in an unprecedented move, we went with a Philadelphia Flyers card for the card of the week, Ron Hextall. And this will probably never happen again, but this week we're going back to the Flyer well. We got a Jeff Carter rookie card.
Wow.
Nice timing.
Couldn't you have found him in a Kings card, General?
Well,
that's all, rookie cards are big, right?
I know. Rookie card is better.
Ron.
More valuable.
Everybody wants the rookie card. It's hard to believe he doesn't certainly skate like somebody who's been in the league for 17 years.
What's he doing in the card?
Actually, in the card, good question. Standing in a posed shot, couldn't get the card made fast enough, just has a Flyers uniform on and a studio shot, holding the stick.
What year is that?
2005, same year as Sidney Crosby.
Wow. 2000, and yet he seems so much older than Crosby. How much older is he? 2 or 3 years?
About 2 years, yeah.
Sid's 34, right? 33?
And he's 36. That's amazing. He seems like he's ancient, whereas Sid doesn't seem that way. So a Jeff Carter rookie card. That's an awesome pick this week, General. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Appreciate it. You guys have a good week.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
He's
That's
been good,
general.
Hasn't he?
Whew.
He's really been
I'll
good
say.
For them.
Somebody asked me if he's the new Bill Guerin, and I went and looked, and they both had 14 points in their – or 9 points. No, 14 in their first 14 games, something like that. What does he have, 9 goals? 2 assists, 11 points.
Yeah.
It's 11
right.
in their first 14 games. And then Guerin went on to have a great playoff in 22 games, so that's what we'll see.
They both strike me as being great in the room. You knew Guerin was, and I think Sid needed him at that point. Sid was a young captain then. I don't know that he needs it now, but everything I hear about Carter is just rave reviews coming from the room.
Yeah, I think the more leadership in the room, the better. The more guys that you can walk into. In fact, I think they've been missing that, quite frankly. Like, Sid is obviously a great leader, but I think the more you have guys like Hornquist, Cullen, Kunitz, people who, if you're a kid, you walk into the room and you look around and you see guys like that.
Proven guys.
The morning of a game 6 or a game 7, I think they've been desperately missing guys with that kind of pedigree. And I think Carter brings it. And he also, more importantly, can still bring a game. I didn't realize he could still move like he moves and still has
that
all
shot.
His hands, right?
Still has
both
that
of
shot.
Them, in
yep.
fact. He has two hands, Ron, and
still,
he has both of them.
And he uses them very well when he has them on that stick.
But the comparison to Guerin is yet to be told, because like the team, the Jeff Carter acquisition will be judged only on what he does in the playoffs, correct?
Yep.
They're a different team than they were a couple of years ago. There's no doubt about that. I laid out that comparison today, and when you actually look at it, man, here's the forwards out and the forwards in from game 4 2 years ago against the Islanders. Out. Bjugstad, Simone, Garrett Wilson, Hornquist, Cullen, and Kessel. In, Kapanen, Tanev, Bluger, Carter, Zucker, and then the combination of Gaudreau and Erod. So the first thing that jumps out is they're way, way faster. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Kapanen, my goodness, can he skate? And Erod, absolutely.
And Tanev. And, you know, Rutherford gets obviously most of the credit except for the Carter acquisition.
He gets all the credit, right?
Yeah. And then.
Or I guess you got to give Hextall some credit for maybe not breaking it up or doing more, but I got to give Rutherford just tremendous credit.
And I would also argue, Ron, that Jared McCann is in a much better place now, a better player.
Oh, no doubt.
Zach Aston-Reese, and maybe especially Brian Rust, who I remembered, looked it up. Had no goals, 4 shots in 4 games, and was a minus four, and at the opening of the next training camp was on the fourth line.
Yeah, that's when I think Rutherford was talking about him going into that camp. One of those guys too fat and happy about a contract and winning cups, and I think he took it personally.
Probably the best deal he never made, right?
There was all kind of speculation he was looking to move Rust, and if that is true, it is the best deal he ever never made because Rust has turned into one of their better players, two-way players.
And he was before that, really, too. I mean, he was incredibly clutch when they won those two cups. He was a master. It's going to be beat Tampa Bay in Game 7, right?
Right.
With both goals. So he went into that sort of dry spell, and, man, they should be very, very glad that they didn't trade him. He's also up for a contract soon.
One more year, right?
Yeah. Would you sign him long term?
I would try. Absolutely. He's going to get a lot of money somewhere, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Might as well be here. He's still in his 20s.
He's still a growing player, you would think.
We've been talking about line mates for Sid. Sid needs a winger for since we went on the air here and about 7 years before that.
Two pretty good ones now.
And two fairly young ones that he can sort of grow old with. I think it's incumbent upon Hextall and Burke to keep those two guys around. Gensel's around for a while. I mean, that's the thing, Ron. I think they can keep taking kicks at the can beyond this year, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, as long as these guys stay healthy and productive as they get older, I mean, is Malkin going to slow down? Is Letang going to slow down? Is Sid going to slow down? But, I mean, they still have, you know, a lot of capable players around them, and if the goaltending is good, they got a chance to win for a couple of years, I think.
You could argue they already have slowed down to a certain degree.
To a certain degree.
I mean, yeah, maybe to a large degree. Sidney Crosby's not what he was when he was in his early 20s putting up 120 points in a season. He's a different kind of player.
Yeah, but he's still a great two-way player. And I think just you talk about clutch, I think he finds a way. No, he's not as good. Nobody is. Malkin certainly isn't. Letang is having one of his better years,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you can't not slow down, be in your mid-30s and not have slowed down to a certain degree.
I haven't seen that with Letang.
No?
I have not. I think he's having one of his better years.
Well, they're well situated. Would you sign him long term then?
See, that's a tough one. I think they were thinking about trading him last year. Long term, for these guys that are older, I don't know about long term. I might try to do a couple year deal with him.
I think they're pretty well situated, even as these guys slow down, to continue to take shots at it. I really do. I think they're still 20-something guys up and down this lineup. And then defensively, they went into that game four a few years ago, with Eric Gudbranson, Jack Johnson, and Justin Schultz, who still really wasn't right after that broken leg. And now they've been replaced by Matheson, CeCe, and Marino. It's just a better team.
It is a better team.
More mobile team.
It is a better team. Now, you felt better, though, about Murray and Nett then than you do maybe now with Jari, don't you? Murray was proven at that point. I mean, had won the cups.
I guess at that point. Yeah. Yeah, maybe at that point I did. It seemed like a pretty fast unraveling with him, to the point where, again, I thought Jari should have started the Montreal series last year. But probably, yeah, going into that Islanders series, you're right. I think I picked the Penguins to sweep that series, and they got swept. It's easy to forget that 750 days ago, Penguins were playing pretty well going into the playoffs.
They couldn't score. How many goals did they have? Six in the four
games? Yeah, they got outscored 14-6.
Not going to win too many series that way.
No. And I think the moral of this whole story is they're better prepared to execute Sully's style. The Islanders were quicker than them in that series. That's not the case now.
No.
And I think Sully's system is a little bit being put to the test here, because the head of hockey operations doesn't necessarily see the game the way Sully sees it, right?
As long as he wins, he's okay, but you're right.
And I'm not saying Sully would be fired at all. I'm saying that if Brian Burke watches this series and the Penguins don't withstand...
There could be some personnel changes.
Yeah.
Maybe not the coach, but personnel changes.
Yeah, to get more of his guys, his type of sort of thumpers in the lineup. He likes that, Burke. What do you make of that whole situation?
Of?
Burke watching the series to see if Sully's system stands the test that it hasn't stood the past 2 years.
Yeah, I think he's watching, but I think he's been very pleased with what he's seen so far.
And he knows it doesn't matter so far, right?
But, I mean, I think he feels real good about the team going in, I think, as we all do. But if they come up real short again, there probably will be some major changes.
Yeah, I think he feels good, but I also think if you injected him with truth serum, he would say, if we're going to survive four rounds, man, I wish we had more big physical guys. That's just the way he's built.
He is. He doesn't like to go into a fight, knife fight, right?
Yep. Shelty coming up, top of the hour, the Derek Shelton Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.